People have been on the edges of their seats, I'm sure. Today, we have a lovely guest who, as the format of the show goes, will be presenting some songs, some stories, some statements for a recipient of their sweet love note. So this week's guest, Tessa, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm very excited.
Tell us who this love note is for.
This love note is for my boyfriend, Ben. My boyfriend, Ben.
Amazing. I've never met Tessa or Ben, so I'm excited to learn more about this relationship.
You have a clean slate. While Naomi has been in the trenches of our relationship, roommate Naomi.
Second episode, second note, one of my roommates who's been on the show. And I wouldn't have it any other way. This is my chosen family. But tell us, why did you choose Ben for this episode?
Well, I think that a big part of Ben and I's relationship is music. And he's an extremely talented guitar player and musician. And when Naomi told me about the premise, not only did I want to support her and her podcast, I also can't wait to show this to Ben. I think he'll really love that.
Yeah, it's a really cool gift. And does he know that you're doing this?
I hope not. We're supposed to hang out tonight. And I'm like, I'm busy doing something. Don't worry about it. Like, I'll see you later.
He pictures you just, like, violently cheating on him.
He honestly was like, oh, so we're opening up the relationship as a joke. But,
well, just to quickly shout out local Vancouver bands. We've got, he's in two bands, correct?
Yes. So he is in a band called Magnolia and a band called La Lune. And yeah.
Two revered Vancouver bands. He's extremely talented. I can't wait for him to hear this, and hopefully people will hear the communication of his wonderful personality and how that translates to his band being very awesome, and they'll go listen to that as well.
That's not too far of a stretch.
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
Well, to head straight into it, what's your first song that you want to add to this little love note?
Well, my first song is called Countess of Hong Kong by the Velvet Underground. And I chose this song because when Ben and I started seeing each other, I went to a concert for this band called Loving, and they covered this song. And I remember Ben saying that his favorite band was the Velvet Underground. So I immediately sent it to him after because they covered it so well. And he said that he loved the song. He'd listen to it all the time. So it always reminds me of the very beginning of our relationship. This is probably like a week or two after we started seeing each other. So it always kind of rings in my mind as like very important.
That's such a critical early relationship thing. I saw this and it made me think of you. You should listen. Yeah. Very sweet. Can't wait to hear it. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Countess from Hong Kong, she moves so lightly like the summer rain. And every time I see and think about her, it ends up the same. Walking the streets out in Singapore, it was a funny sight. Say the countess from Hong Kong, she did everything right. Countess from Hong Kong, oh, countess from Hong Kong. Thank you.
so lightly. She's like a summer breeze. And all of the princes, they came from India. They fell down on their knees. And silks and satins, what a purple swathe she cut among the trees. The countess from Hong Kong, believe me, babe, you now you would like a sunbeam. Oh, countess from Hong Kong.
That was a really strong first song choice. And you said you sent it to him like after the first couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What happened in those first 2 weeks, the 2 weeks before you sent that song?
Craziness. yeah, well, our first date, funnily enough, is almost 1 year ago today. So our first date was on July 11th. So that's another reason why I wanted to do this podcast, as almost like an anniversary gift, something to commemorate the fact that we've been dating almost a year. And yeah, we met on a dating app and then...
Win for dating apps.
Literally. We both said like I wasn't super impressed by his Tinder profile. It said bowling. He doesn't bowl. I don't really know.
Catfished.
Literally. I went up and I'm like, where is the bowling ball? Like where?
He failed to wear bowling shoes on the first date.
But yeah, we met at Taco Fino and got dinner, and then we literally walked from Kitsilano all the way to Granville Island and back, and just talked, and had a really nice time. So that was our first date, and then we probably hung out like 3 or 4 times that week again. So after our first date, we just hung out. We went to a lot of record stores. We would look through music. I feel like I'm always intimidated by Ben's music taste because he knows so much about music. So I'd be like, yeah, I really like Beyonce.
As you should.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. The first month, it was very much like we would go to vinyl shops and we had a very nice getting to know each other in early summer. So, yeah.
Tell us about this next song.
Okay.
Some Carole King action, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So song 2 is You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman by Carole King, which, by the way, there's a Carole King play right now.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it on the buses.
Yeah, I really want to see it. The reason why I chose this song is because another thing that happened early on in our relationship is Ben made me a playlist. And on this playlist was this song. And he said that he would listen to it and think about me, which was very sweet. And yeah, he made this playlist for me and he named it like Rose Parade County because every time he'd leave my room, my roommate had a license plate for Alberta. So it's kind of a play off of Wild Rose Country. And I thought that was very sweet. And he said he, like, stayed up until 3 a.m. making it. Mm. So, I don't know. For weeks after that, I would just walk around listening to these songs. It was a lot of, like, jazz and Carole King. And I don't know. It was such an amazing gift. So.
That's really sweet.
The idea of him staying up till 3 a.m., though, for some reason, like, despite it being, like, objectively romantic, I'm picturing him being, like, tortured. Like, 3 a.m., like, ugh! I've been up for hours! I need to put another Carole King song on here. But yeah. I'm sure he was just, like, having, like, a moody artist's, like, late
night.
Yeah,
I think he was just staying up late, like, as one does during the summer. I did give him a strict deadline. I said, if you don't give me this playlist by this day, we're done before we even started. But... no, I thought it was a very romantic gesture.
No, it totally is. Let's hear this sweet, sweet song.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired. And when I knew another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. Your love was the key to my
a gorgeous classic, if I may say. I mentioned that I think there's a video where Aretha Franklin sings that to Carole King. Trigger warning, emotional. If you guys want to watch that, it's actually beautiful. But yeah, it seems like you guys have made some pretty banging playlists for each other. You know, is gifts maybe one of you guys, like, your love languages? Do you feel like you know Ben's love language? Do you feel like you know yours?
Yeah, I think my love language changed within our relationship, funnily enough. I think Ben's love language is definitely, like, I found that the first one that stood out to me is just words of affirmation. He's so good at speaking his mind. He knows what he, like, he knows how he feels, and he expresses them in a very direct and, like, romantic manner, whereas, like, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know. I'm not good with words. I haven't been, but I feel like I'm getting a lot better. Like, as I get more comfortable with someone, it's definitely easier for me to express myself. But definitely at the beginning of the relationship, I would just, like, giggle. I'd be like, hee-hee. But mine, I think, would be acts of service. Like, I definitely like to, I don't know, I drive, so I like to, like, drive people around. I like to make people food. Also, like, physical touch is definitely a big one for me. But I think at the beginning of our relationship, I was kind of, like, not as physical touchy because I didn't want to, like, be all over someone that I didn't know very well. But definitely now it's, like, one of my favorite things, physical touch. But, yeah, for Ben, I would say words of affirmation and physical touch. So, I don't know. For me, words of affirmation was very important for a partner to have.
I like that. I think words of affirmation can be tough. It's hard to say things when you don't know how they're going to be received.
I appreciate you, co-host.
Oh, my God, Pika.
Guys.
I love you. This is the opportunity. But that's awesome. It's clear that if you're willing to sit down and do this with us, Tessa, that you're really good at, you know, meeting someone with what their love language is and, like, getting comfortable with it. And that's very tender.
This is painful for now. I'm kidding. No, I'm having a great time. I'm so happy I could do this.
Why don't we head on into the next track? Next up, we have another awesome Canadian artist. We've got the song Catch Your Eye. Tell us a little bit about why you chose this one.
Yeah, so this song is called Catch Your Eye by Andy Schaaf. So I didn't know Andy Schaaf before Ben introduced me to him. And this song is off his new album. For Ben's birthday, I bought him tickets, one for me, one for him, to go see Andy Schaaf. It was a very beautiful concert at the Orpheum, and it was everyone just sat the entire time. The music was very tender. It was just beautiful. Like, I could have cried. We were just next to each other, and I was so happy to be with him, and I was so happy he was enjoying the concert, and we just hold hands and listen to the music. It was such a beautiful moment, and yeah, it was his birthday present, so I knew that he would really enjoy that as well. So,
and
yeah,
why
it was great.
Do you choose this particular song?
I think this is one of my favorite songs off the album, and I remember Ben really enjoying the song as well. I also think it's a beautiful song about, like, love, and I don't know. I love
Amazing.
It.
Amazing. You never did turn.
I hadn't heard that song before, and it is beautiful. Oh my gosh, what a great rec from Tessa. Come on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thanks for showing us things.
No problem.
Ben and Tessa.
It's all Ben. It's all Ben.
Thanks, Ben. So, speaking of catching one's eye, I'm wondering. I have a question for the two of you. Do you believe in love at first sight? Has someone ever caught your eye, and it was love ever since?
Well, I think for me, like, definitely the first time I saw Ben, I, like, knew we would have something special. Like, just looking at him, I was like, I knew this wasn't going to be like, I never see this guy ever again. Like, I think with anyone, I always find that I'm drawn towards people. I don't know if it's love at first sight. I think that's too, like, that's minimizing it almost, love at first sight. It's, like, more than that. That's what I think.
I love that answer. I was going to make a joke that, like, oh, you see someone and you, like, already know something. And I was going to be like, that's shallow. You can't tell from someone. But I actually
It's not even looks. It's, like, how they're acting and, like, how they talk and act. I don't know.
Totally. I think I was going to say something along those lines in that I feel like a photo of someone or, like, actually just seeing them two-dimensionally, I can't say that.
No.
I would think of that as, like, a possible love at first sight that I could feel. But I feel like certain people, when they're, like, laughing with their friends or when you can just tell that they're easygoing and that they're open through body language and that kind of thing, I think you can tell something by that. And also, I feel like there's a level of, like, when someone just is looking really cool, rocking their own style, kind of maybe doesn't care what people think, that's awesome. I want to emanate that, and I feel like then I'm drawn to it because of that.
Yeah.
But in a traditional love at first sight, I can't say that I've actually had that. I got to get to know people before that.
You're a little skeptical. You're like...
I wouldn't know. I don't think that, but I'd say if anything, like, I'm excited to meet most people, and then that instant will tell you, like, oh, I'm really excited to meet this person.
Yeah, there's, like, an instant connection that I feel if I see someone and I like, notice, like, how they're acting and if they're wearing something cool. One thing about Ben is he dresses very well. So, like, instantly I was like,
I mean, dare
please.
I say he dresses exactly like you dress.
We have very similar styles, and we wear very, like, all our clothes are interchangeable between both of us. It's crazy.
I find it very charming.
Yeah. Well, all of his friends will be like, oh, whose sweater? Like, I love your sweater. And he's like, yeah, it's Tessa's. And they've told me that. They say every time we ask, it's your sweater. And I'll go, thank you.
One of the cutest things I remember, actually, is when he went to Value Village and bought you some, like, he bought you a cardigan and bought you some other things. Aww. I was like, that I could have a piece of that. Like, I wouldn't mind a little bit of that. Like, that's awesome. Someone being like, this is actually a very awesome sweater that reminded me of you when I'm thrifting. Like,
it's the most beautiful sweater I own. Like, it's gorgeous. That's another gift-giving act of service.
Act of love language.
Yeah, exactly.
Pika, love at first sight. What are your thoughts?
I think that I would love to believe in love at first sight. It's a charming notion, I guess. But when I think of some of my important relationships, and I'm thinking specifically of one of my best friends, Bella, like, I distinctly remember seeing her in the high school hallway the first time and thinking, that girl looks really mean. And so I think some of the best relationships that I've had have been ones with people who, like, challenged my initial assumptions, and I would never have guessed that things would go how they did. And so maybe my thoughts at first sight, my brain's lying to me. It's making assumptions that aren't true.
I was once told that someone thought I was stuck up when they first met me purely because I had bangs.
Whoa.
So,
whoa. Call me stuck up. Yeah. I have bangs.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. Fun little topic, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about we talk about our next song?
Oh, my gosh. Our next song is Please Don't Go by Stevie Wonder. So, let me get into this. One thing that Ben does is, like, we'll just be hanging out, and then he'll show me a bunch of new songs. He'll explain to me, like, facts about the artist, like, just stuff that he's passionate about. It's not in kind of a lecturing way. He'll just be like, oh, I listened to this recently, and, like, do you know this? And I'll just be sitting there, like, trying to remember everything. And I don't know if I seem disinterested. I'm just, like, listening really hard. But I always try and remember the songs that he recommends, and this is one of them. He recommends really good songs, and I find myself really enjoying them. Like, the next day I'll play them while he's at work. I'll listen to them all day. So this is one of them, and I also just love Stevie Wonder. So any Stevie Wonder recommendations, I eat up immediately. So, yeah, this is one of them.
Here's a Stevie Wonder recommendation for you.
Please don't go. No, no, no. If you go, I will be Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more. Yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to Love Notes on CITR 101.9 FM.
Speaking of love, Tessa.
Yeah.
Tell us a story. Tell us about the first time you and Ben, or whoever said it first, said, I love you.
Well, well, well. I can do that. So, I think we had been just dating for, like, officially dating for a week or two, maybe two. And I met Ben and his friend, actually, at the beach. And we just hung out at the beach for a while. And this is at Wreck Beach, but kind of like on the side, not main Wreck Beach. But the walk up is pretty treacherous, mm-hmm. as many UBC students know. So it was getting dark out. We're walking up. I need a break. So I pause. I'm like heavy breathing. He's like out of breath. We're just standing there.
You know, it's so brave to pause. It's so important. People need to do that more.
Well, I needed to, or I was going to tumble back down the entire way. There was no other possibility. So it was just Ben and I on the steps, and then he said something like, I need to tell you something, and I went, what could this possibly be about? Me deep breathing, and then he just said, I love you, and I said, I love you too. And it was very romantic and nice, and I'd been thinking about it for a while before he said it, so I was happy he said it. Ben is actually my first relationship, so I'd never said I love you to anyone else.
Except me.
Yeah, that is Naomi, except for the record.
Except your pals, more so. Like, yeah. Like, that's also something you would say to your pals, no?
Yes, I mean in a romantic way. I've said I love you to family and friends. Yes, so anyway, I lost my train of thought.
But that's nice that just in a moment of like maybe physical distress, it still was just on the brain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said it. He had to say it. What a great thing to be like, I have to say it.
Maybe
this
he
to
thought
you.
He was going to die of a heart attack or something. And he so thought, he was like, I have to do this right now.
He was ready to jump into CPR for me. And he was like, I need to
oh,
say
he thought
this.
You were going to die. This should be the last thing you hear.
But yeah, it was a great moment. I'm really happy that it happened.
Thanks for the story, Tessa. Appreciate that. Intro the next song, if you will.
So the next song is a Canadian artist, I may add. It's called You Deserve This, in brackets live. It's just performed live. I chose the live album. And it's by Men I Trust. So Ben and I also went to Men I Trust. We've been to many concerts together. And we were sitting this is also at the Orpheum, like Andy Schaaf. And we were sitting at the very back row. We were actually sitting in between our friends. So the couple was separating our two friends who weren't with their partners, which was great for them. And I remember them playing this song. And I kind of got emotional because
I was with Ben, and it was such a beautiful moment. Also, Men I Trust is very atmospheric. I feel like it always makes me feel emotions, and the lyrics to this one are so beautiful that it reminds me of Ben every time I listen to it.
One time I did a 2-week quarantine and I listened to a lot of Men I Trust. That's what it makes me think of. Another gorgeous song. I joked that it reminded me of being in quarantine, but it actually just reminds me of like being on a drive or having some time alone with your thoughts.
Honestly, I'd never heard anything by the Men I Trust, and for some reason I imagine them being like the Proclaimers. And so that was what I was expecting, and it was like completely different.
Very different vibes.
Yeah, wildly different, not even remotely close. But I'm being vulnerable right now and telling you what my expectations were.
Speaking of vulnerability, Pika, Tessa.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about, you know, saying I love you, being the first one to say it, not being the first one to say it, going on dates, sending over playlists, some vulnerable stuff. Like, how do you feel in those moments? Is vulnerability tough for you, or do you feel like it comes naturally?
I think that it did not come naturally for a long time. I think that especially at the beginning of my relationship with Ben, I was very kind of cautious. And I think that as we kind of got to know each other better, the best way I could express myself and be most vulnerable was through, like, writing. Just writing my journal. So during like any anniversary or anything, or like for Christmas, I would always write kind of long love letters for Ben. Because for me, I just think it's the best way I express myself, and it makes me feel very safe. I think I like the idea of being able to really think about what I want to say. And I also am just like obsessed with reading love letters. I think they're so poetic, and they're one of my favorite like forms of writing.
I like that. Perhaps a modern take on that. How do you feel about like texting? Does it feel like you can express that level of vulnerability over text, or do you save that for when you write things on paper?
I think, I don't know, for texting, I'd rather write it or say it in person than text someone something that I feel is important and me being vulnerable. Like, I'd much rather do it, even though it's so easy to just text someone something vulnerable. I just think that for me, it's a little bit like immature to text. I don't know.
I feel like even though there's nothing different, like you could say the exact same thing, I know what you mean. And it almost feels like
less important. I don't know.
Less romanticized as well. Like, yeah. Oh, it's just you're shooting a text to someone. It's not the same as like handwriting or like saying it like to their face.
Like, I text my roommates when the toilet's clogged or something like that. Like, it's not. I text you, Naomi, when the toilet's clogged. So it's just not the same. I also think like writing is very romantic. Just like not even typing, like just handwriting something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if people in the past who didn't have phones and couldn't text would like think that handwriting a letter was the most romantic thing, or if they would want to look to the past just like we look to the past now.
They were like caveman activities.
Yeah.
They were like, girl, if you're not crushing up a rock and sprawling it over my cave wall, it ain't romantic. That's the thing.
Hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics. Yeah. It's a dilemma, but I think you can find balance and express the things that you'd like to with each medium.
Mm-hmm. Including the podcast medium.
Also, yeah, thank God.
Just through music. That's another way I was vulnerable, by sending Ben songs. Yeah. I think that's the first way we were vulnerable with each other. Him making this playlist. I don't know. The next song, which is Faye Webster's Kingston, I remember when we first started talking, I think I said something like, I love Faye Webster, I love this song. And at that same moment, he was first starting to get into Faye Webster, and we both really bonded over that. I was looking through old texts, and I said something like, you've re-sparked my obsession with Faye Webster. So
it's code for my obsession with you.
It's code for please date me.
Yeah, let's give it a listen.
The day that I met you, I started dreaming. Now I write them down if I remember in the morning time. I don't know that much about Kingston, but I like the sound it makes when it starts pouring rain. I think that tonight word
feel some type of way. It's the thought of you that slightly scares me, but it takes my breath away. Forget what I was gonna say. The day that I met you, I started dreaming. Now I write them down if I remember in the morning time.
Well, I'd say Tessa has wowed us with her musical choices today.
Definitely.
But there's still one song left. Pretty important, the final song. Major decisions went into the order of this whole podcast.
I stayed up all night.
Like Ben.
And before the last song, it is Love Note's tradition that the guest get to speak directly to their person. And so, Tessa, I invite you to talk to Ben right now, whisper in his ear, and then introduce the last song.
Happy anniversary, Ben. I love you so much. I cherish all our memories together, and I can't wait for what the future brings. And you're definitely the best thing that's happened to me over the past year, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. It wasn't too wacky, but I love you so much.
Tessa, very sweet. Tell us about the final song.
Of course. The final song is On the Low by Hope Sandoval and The Warm Inventions. And this song just generally reminds me of Ben. It's very... it's such a beautiful song. It's very seductive. It's very tender. We would listen to this song and smoke on the balcony. So it's just one of my favorite songs that I put in this album. And I thought it was the perfect song to end this podcast with.
Well, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Love Notes. Ben, hope you loved listening as much as we loved making this. And thank you so much to Tessa for coming in, being our second guest.
You're welcome. I had an amazing time.
And brave new frontier. Please tune in 2 Tuesdays from now at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. right here on CITR 101.9 FM. We will see you there.
See you there.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be a three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m., we're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
From the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, this is CITR 101.9 and CITR.ca.